This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Nikki Haley's rallying voters tonight in Michigan ahead of its primary this week.
It's great to be here. We came from South Carolina. It's colder here.
CBS's Nicole Skanga reports Haley's still going after losing her home state to Donald Trump.
Despite an unclear path to victory, Haley has doubled down on her promise to stay in the race as her opponent faces multiple legal challenges.
The mugshot, we've all seen the mugshot. And you know who embraced it more than anybody else? The black population.
Taking aim at the former president for comments made in front of conservative black voters.
Trump drives people away.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the funding battle continues on Capitol Hill.
President Zelensky told us if Ukraine gets the aid, they'll win the war against Russia. But if they don't get the aid, they will lose that war. It is that crucial.
His plea comes as Ukraine says it's losing ground to Russia overseas. Our Charlie Daggett is in Kyiv.
With an historic train station, a church, and neighboring homes in flames and ruins from an overnight Russian missile bombardment, year three of the full-scale invasion began a lot like day one. Whether Ukraine will lose depends on you, on our partners, on the Western world, President Zelensky said.
President Biden's meeting with congressional leaders about it on Tuesday. Meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was on Face the Nation today saying he could support a ceasefire if Hamas tempers demands.
I've set three war goals. The first is to release the hostages. The second is to destroy Hamas. And the third is to ensure that Gaza does not pose a threat to Israel in the future.
The Census Bureau shows home ownership among Americans under 35 is higher today than it was in 2019. But CBS's Elise Preston tells us it's still low compared to the run-up of the housing bubble.
Dan Ives of Wedbush Securities, a brokerage firm.
The housing market's essentially at a standstill. I'll call it, it's a buyer's strike and sellers. You know, inventory is starting to increase, but no one's really signed on the dotted line.
What is your advice to the average consumer?
Yeah, my advice is we're going to see the Fed start to cut as we get into May and June.
The Fed's not expected to change its key interest rate at its next meeting next month. And here's a cool story. A fifth grader in Missouri cracked a Rubik's Cube in just 43 seconds.
Oh, what does it do for me? It keeps me distracted. You don't have to be smart to solve a Rubik's Cube. All you need to know is the algorithm.
Taryn Nelson says he's getting faster. The record is just over 3 seconds. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And good evening. Welcome to Max Inger on Civic Media, broadcasting to the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. And by Honey Bee Cannabis, Wisconsin growing cannabis from seed to shelf. It's all Wisconsin. THC infused drinks, real organic fruit juice, and gluten free, no sweeteners. Honey Bee Cannabis. Find them on Facebook and at the Jennifer Street Market and on Good Word Brocker, Woodman's.
That's right, Jimmy. And even Woodman's up in Green Bay, we find out. Jimmy, our next guests are a team for you. They're a team for UW Badgers, but not football, Jimmy. This is a team of singers called the UW Mad Hatters. They're a 14-piece male a cappella group that started at the University of Wisconsin in Madison in 1997. And since, the group, known for their zany antics and red jackets, have performed at the White House for then-President Obama, Governor Tony Evers, and even a performance at Lambeau Field. But tonight, the talented vocal group featuring a beatboxers and will for the first time perform on live radio right here in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. UW Mad Hatters, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you so much for having us.
I'd like to point out first, before we get going, you all have the record for the most people in the Civic Media studio at one time.
Let's go.
Congratulations.
So does the Manhattan name have anything to do with the bar that used to be on University Avenue?
Yeah, it actually does. So back in the day, back in 1997, the original members of the group were frequent patrons of the Mad Hatter, which is now Danny's, for those of you who are wondering. Yeah, so we still try to go there when we can, but it's really cool, a really cool way to unite the group with that original experience.
Wow, I remember that place back in probably the 80s, and one of the interesting things was that Stereo Video was just coming on at that time, and at the end of the night at bar time, their end of the night song was The Jetsons, and they would play it on the video, and then all the stereo and stuff, and by that time, you know, you were somewhat inebriated, so, you know, it was quite daunting to hear, you know, The Jetsons.
You guys are taking rocker at the all Mad Hatter. The way back.
Yep. Oh, yeah, 80s in Madison, baby.
This is great. Well, from the 80s, jump back to the 90s, so you guys, that was a while ago. I'm assuming it was a few different fellas than you guys. So there's got to be some backstory to this group. So if you could give us a little bit of your history and what does it take to keep a group like this together for so many years?
Yeah, so we've been around for, you know, 26, 27 years, and we have a great alumni presence. Like you said, we've had a lot of iterations of this group. But one thing that's nice is, like, not much has changed with the Hatters. We have done a good job of kind of preserving the tradition and culture of the group. So not much has changed throughout the years. But to keep the group together, you know, everyone here loves music and is looking for an outlet in their college lives, because a lot of us aren't music majors. So looking for some way to keep music in our lives. And I think that a cappella is a really fun way that we've all kind of chosen. And it's also a really good way to make friends and find a community.
Well, what are the requirements to be in the group? I mean, are there age limits? Do you have to be a UW member or graduate student? I mean, how does somebody join this group?
So, yeah, there are a few requirements. You have to be a UW undergrad, which casts out a few people. Graduate students trying to come in.
There's the age limit.
We always appreciate that. Male voices is also a requirement. So if you're singing a tenor or baritone or bass style voice, that is what we are looking for in this group. And we look for people that have fun, honestly, because we are looking for people that want to come with us on all these different gigs, have a lot of fun, go to different towns.
Come here.
What are tryouts like? I mean, that time, I'm sure that's something you guys do every year, right?
Yeah, so we do auditions once per semester, so one in the fall, one in the spring. And we have a fairly high bar, but, you know, we're looking for a good voice and a good fit with the group, so.
Wow, that's really incredible. Well, let's get to some live music here in the Lair with the UW Mad Hatters, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song that you have for us tonight is called Mr. Blue Sky, and it features one of your freshmen. Tell me about this song, and who is your lead vocal on this?
Yeah, so this song is kind of funny for the seniors and I. So we did this song our freshman year, and it was one of the first things we learned, and we had a ton of fun with it. And then it's really cool that then when we're seniors, we get to see a freshman now having a lot of fun with it. And the soloist on this is our freshman, Owen Schultz.
Owen, raise your hand. Where are you? Nice.
There he is.
Hello, Owen.
Glad to have you here.
All right, it's the UW Mad Hatters on Max Inc. Radio.
See how the sun shines bright in the city, on the streets where once was pity, Mr. Blue. The sky is a living here today. Hey.
And Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you're all
so long, so where did we go?
And Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you're all
to the human race. celebration, celebration. Mr. Blue Skies, I've been waiting, and today is the day we've been waiting for. Mr. Blue Skies, tell us why. See what you do. Everybody smiles at you. Hey there, Mr. Blue. We're so pleased to be with you. Look around, see what you do. Everybody smiles at you. Mr. Blue Skies. Mr. Blue Skies. Mr. Blue Skies.
Night creeping over, now his hand is on your shoulder. Never mind, I'll remember you this. I'll remember you this way.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why.
Where did we go wrong? Hey there, Mr. Blue Sky, we're so pleased to be with you. Look around, see what you do.
Mad Hatters live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text and ask the band a question. They'll be happy to entertain it.
Oh, that was amazing. I like the vibration in the room from all these voices singing at the same time. What a treat. And that was just the first one. We got more.
Wow.
All right. Who's up?
Well, we're going to do question number four, and I'm going to pass it over to KJ here, Jimmy.
Okay. Yeah, so the vocal arrangements for these songs are clearly very complex, and you guys just nailed it. So how do you go about choosing a song, and why do you choose certain songs, and then how do you take the parts that aren't usually sung and turn them into vocals?
Yeah, it's a very tough process because a lot of music coming out today doesn't really fit to just voices. You hear a lot of crazy instruments going on. We have to make it work with just voices, and you have to make it interesting and fun to listen to. So it's hard choosing a song. You have to choose one that easily kind of maps onto voices, whether that's the guitar part or the piano part, and somehow make the chords fit to vocal lines and just various parts. A big technique that I like to use when I'm arranging songs is look at source material. You know, what exists out in the world right now? Is there a cover of the song where people already kind of did similar things? And just take inspiration from a bunch of different places.
I definitely appreciate the beatboxer, given the rhythm. I like that. It's a great touch in an a cappella group. Is that common?
Yeah, I mean, you really do need it to keep that energy up. Like, yeah. If you don't have that beat going on, then what's to differentiate you from just a bunch of guys singing on the street? So a talented beatboxer, one that can kind of keep that energy going and make a beat that kind of sounds like the original song, is a huge part of a cappella.
And who's doing, give the drummer some tonight, who's doing your beatboxing?
Our very own Jacob Holm is doing our beatboxing today.
That's Jacob over here?
Yeah, okay. Jacob, woo!
Nice. He was moving around, too, when he was doing it. Yeah. Like, you know, getting into it.
Well, let's get back to some live music in the lair with UW Mad Hatters, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is a classic song from more than 50 years ago. It's called Rockin' Robin. It was made famous in 1958 by David Day. Why Rockin' Robin?
I think, like you said, it's just a classic. I mean, when this is just one of those songs, I think when people think a cappella, they think, oh, you guys should probably do Rockin' Robin.
Like,
it's,
yeah. You're like, already done.
Yeah, we already know that one. So yeah, this is one of our favorites. We try to whip it out as often as we can.
All right, let's hear it. UW Mad Hatters live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Twiddly-dee-dee-dee, 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 twiddly-dee-dee-dee.
Very nice. How awesome. The UW Mad Hatters live in the lair here on Max Inc. Civic Media. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to call and ask a question. Jada is on the line right now. Good evening, Jada. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Madison.
Calling from Madison. Thanks for calling. What's your question for the UW Mad Hatters?
My question is, first off, you guys sound great. Second of all, I was wondering if you guys had a concert this spring in the Madison area, because I'd love to see you guys perform live.
Well, hi, Jada. Nice to see you. We do have a concert. It is April 26th at Masonic Temple in Madison.
Okay, great. How can I find tickets for that?
We have them posted on our website as of today. It is uwmadison.org. You can find them all over that website.
All right.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Jada,
thank you.
Thanks for calling Max Inc. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
All right. So we know when they're coming back. That's great. So obviously we got the whole group here, but we have these two gentlemen here on the microphone who are answering most of the questions. Emmett Milligan, yes?
Emmett Milligan, yes.
And you're?
I'm Asa Rao.
Okay, great. So like, are you the leaders? Is there a leader? Like, how does the logistics of this work? How do you guys decide what pizza to order with so many of you?
Oh, the pizza question is tough. That is a tough one. Well, the group is handled by something we call our Jedi Council. It's kind of like our executive board, and that changes up every semester. We have just total new elections. Anyone who wants to have one of those positions can run, and then we vote as a group. Like most other clubs, myself, I'm the music director, but that changes every year. Asa, to my left here, was the former music director. The roles in the group really, really vary. I think all of us get a chance in that council at some point.
Okay.
Well, let's see here. Being on the road with 14 people is always a challenge. Tell us an interesting or funny story from the road.
Oh, God. Okay, so here we go.
He's got a good one.
So we were on our way to Ashwaubenon near Green Bay.
Yes.
And our business manager at the time, I'll leave him anonymous so he doesn't get too embarrassed.
Yeah, no liable.
Yeah. Who knows? But, so we were on the way, and he had mixed up the times, and we may or may not have been 3 or 4 hours too late for our sound check.
Oh, no.
Because he misread an email. So, we showed up. We did get there on time. We did perform everything. It ended up working out. They were very accommodating, very flexible. But, you know, there was that moment in the car where he's like, guys, we're 4 hours late. So we had to work with the cars we had.
And you let him stay in the band.
Yeah, we did. We, for the most part, he's still in.
Okay, good.
Well, like, yeah. So, like, what happens in the car when, like, you've taken the wrong directions?
Oh yeah,
taking the wrong turn.
Time's about 20. Yep.
What was your road trip to DC like? Playing for President Obama.
Unfortunately, that was a little before our time.
A little before your time.
A little before my choir teacher actually was on that trip, and he's around 30 now. So that was a ways back in the group. We hope to at some point get back up out there though.
Yeah. The current Glory Jimmy is playing on the radio for the very first time.
I was just going to ask, other than playing here tonight, what's probably the most special trip you've been on so far?
Well, the one I'm most excited about is we're actually going to Nashville this semester. And just a couple months here in April, we are taking a trip out to Nashville. And we will be talking about it later. But that one I'm very excited for.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with the UW Mad Hatters, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Pure Imagination. Is this a song about what happened when Grandpa Joe got out of bed?
Maybe a little before my time. I don't even understand. But
you but, haven't seen the movie?
No,
you haven't
okay,
read the book?
I have.
Roald Dahl?
I watched it when I was in like second grade, but I've forgotten a lot of it. I know a new one just came up, but I refused to watch it.
Oh, okay. All right.
But this next song I'm very excited for. I do love this song, Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka. And this one was very fun to arrange for me because there's so many different beautiful versions of this song out there on the internet. And I had to draw a lot of different, inspiration from those sources. And I came up with this. So you guys let me know what you think.
We will.
We already love it.
All right. Well, for those who don't know, right, Charlie and his grandpa and all of his grandma and grandpas, they stayed in the same bed. They never got out of bed. And when Charlie won the ticket to go on the tour of the chocolate factory, he had to bring some with him. He had to bring a parent.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Grandpa Joe
who
got out of bed for the first time in who knows how long.
He's cured.
I got to watch that movie later tonight now. UW Mad Hatters live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio. Very nice. The UW Mad Hatters live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to call and ask a question. Jimmer, are you from Madison, Jimmer?
Originally from Madison. I live in the Chicago area now.
Nice. How are you listening to Civic Media tonight?
I'm not sure. I saw it on their Instagram page, and I clicked a few links, and
you're on the
I am.
App.
I think I'm streaming it.
All right. Excellent. Correct. Well, thank you for tuning in. Well, what's your question for the UW Mad Hatters?
Well, my question is, I heard, I'm a longtime fan, by the way, I heard you guys have a strong alumni network. I was wondering, how do you guys keep in touch with all the alumni?
Yeah, that's a great question, James. yeah, so we do have a very strong alumni presence, and there is actually a Facebook page dedicated to the UW Mad Hatters alumni. I actually recommend all the guys here follow and join that page, because once you graduate, it's hard to stay in contact other than the immediate friends you made. So that Facebook page is a great way to keep in contact with everyone, and everyone's still pretty active and responsive to the alumni. You know, we love seeing them around at our concerts and everything, and it's great to hear from them. It's a great question, Jimmer.
What about like former people that have sung in UW Mad Hatters? Do they ever come back as a reunion show by chance? Or
oh yeah, well every once in a while we try to have some sort of reunion show. Just 2 years ago we had our 25th anniversary. That was a huge deal for us. We tried to get alumni from all over the country that spread out over 25 years to come back and see that show. So that was really huge. Besides that, we do a lot of things just throughout the semester that are alumni involved. We always try to have a few outings. Maybe we go bowling or go out to a bar. And then before our shows, we always try to get critiques from our alumni, because we always want to learn from our elders.
Nice. Jimmer, are you a UW alum?
Yes, sir.
There you go. On Wisconsin. Thanks for calling tonight. We appreciate you.
On Wisconsin.
Hey, we're going to take a break real quick. We got the UW Mad Hatters in studio. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you'll get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that movetomadison.com is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It is the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. Visit the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at lazyoaflounge.com.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. If you're going to buy or sell a home, you need to visit movetomadison.com right now. Max Inc. Heavy is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Michelle Braun is going to be my guest. We're going to drop some crazy awesome news on your plate tonight. Anyway, listen to that, 10 p.m. tonight on Max Inc. Radio.
Jimmy, it's like summer camp. Let's get to know the band a little bit and go around the group and give a little shout out. Give me the name, what their role in the Mad Hatters is, and what they major in at the University of Wisconsin. Let's hear about your band.
Major might be a challenge. Don't have those memorized, but I got the rest for you.
Well, they can yell it out if they want to. We'll
yeah. Work it into a song.
That's good. So over here, we got our beatboxer, Jacob Holm. He also sings, and he is a junior in the group. He is our business manager. Next, we got Christian Carter. He is a tenor three in the group, and he is a sophomore. Next, we got Nathan, tenor three, former president, so we give him his respect. We got Owen, who we've heard from before. He is our lone freshman this semester. Next, we got Kevin. He's a T2, and he is a sophomore. We got our buddy over there, Jonah, former business manager, senior in the group, real veteran. Next, we got Jordan, our bass, holds it down the middle, our big man. He is a junior. And then we got William Bruggerman, as we like to say. He's one of the coolest in the group. You know, we looked to him for style advice, you know, what to say.
He can actually do a good bit of freestyle rapping, too.
I don't think we probably won't hear that tonight, but who knows. And then we got Alex over here. He is a sophomore in the group, and he is a T2. And then we have Will, who is also a sophomore, tenor one, and our publicity manager.
I like to put people on the spot. Like, I think last week in the Lair, I asked somebody to rap spontaneously. But could I just get like a 10-second bass solo? Is that possible?
Jordan.
bass solos are pretty rare.
Yeah. No.
How about this, Jimmy?
All right.
I know this isn't in your thing tonight, but Jimmy is like the hugest UW Badger fan you can imagine. Can you guys do On Wisconsin for him? Oh, just my. A few bars?
Well, we can do that. Well, we could do Varsity even.
Actually, why don't we do a little mashup for you, Varsity into On Wisconsin? We can do a whole song for you right now.
All right, it's a bonus song live in the Lair here. Let's hear this. We like that. We're a little ahead of schedule tonight. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. It's the UW Mad Hatters on Max Inc. Radio.
Varsity, Varsity, you rara Wisconsin. Praise to thee, we say.
On Wisconsin, on Wisconsin, on Wisconsin. Ba-ba-dee-doo-ba-ba-ba.
Fight, Badgers, fight, 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 we'll win this game.
Outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding. You all just made my night right there. UW Mad Hatters live in the studio here. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Let's take one more call before we get back to the program. Hi, who's this?
Hazel.
Hi there. Where are you calling from tonight? Hazel, right?
Hazel.
Hazel from Eagle?
New Holstein, Wisconsin.
New Holstein. Awesome. What's your question tonight for the UW Mad Hatters?
What is Alex Smith's favorite song to perform?
Did you guys catch that?
What is Alex Smith's favorite song to perform?
Alex Smith.
Well, he recently got a solo for this next song we're doing... not here, but in our concert coming up in the spring, we're singing Brown Eyed Girl. He recently got the solo in that, so I'm sure he's hyped to sing it. It's his first full song solo, I believe.
I believe so.
Brown Eyed Girl.
There you go. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you listening to Max Inc. Radio tonight.
Fans all right. of all ages love it.
How fun. Let's get back to live music in the lair with the UW Mad Hatters, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's another classic called Dancing in the Moonlight. Is this just another love song about werewolves?
Yeah, so this song is really fun to learn because of all those moving parts that you hear in the original song with that synthy piano. And like I was talking about earlier with arranging, mapping those onto vocals was a real challenge for this one, but... once we locked in that structure, this one became one of our favorites to sing.
Let's check it out right now. You're live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. It's the UW Mad Hatters on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
We get it almost every night when our own moon gets so big and bright. It's a supernatural delight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. It's a supernatural delight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fun and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
Every night when that old moon gets so big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
dancing in the moonlight. Everybody was.
Wow. Max Inc. on Civic Media. The UW Mad Hatters.
Wow.
Wish we need to have like a large studio audience for nights like this, because
there's
deserves.
No room.
We do, Jimmy. It's called the State of Wisconsin.
Okay, so your name again, the solo fellow who did that?
Christian.
Okay, awesome. Christian. Did y'all hear him just like get so into it at the end there? That was just fantastic.
He does that every time. He's a pro.
Oh, that was great. Thank you so much for that.
Wow.
Great voice too.
I'm speechless. Hey, speaking about heading out on the road, you guys were talking about it a minute ago. In April, the Mad Hatters are headed to Nashville to sing with the Vanderbilt Melodors. Tell us about the trip and the concert you're playing in. And Vanderbilt Melodors, is that like a car?
Yeah, so they are not a car. It is another a cappella group just like us. I'd even say a bit more famous one than us.
They've not possible.
A lot more famous. A lot more famous.
A lot more.
So we're really excited to perform with them. We think it'll be a really good opportunity for our group to get out of the Wisconsin scene a little bit, see the wider world. It's also just going to be a really fun time. We plan on going out a lot, seeing a lot of live music. Like that is, I think, our main goal. Hopefully this time we don't have any issues with our call time and we get there on time, though.
How many vehicles do you guys bring out on the road for your crew?
Oh, typically we pack three real tight.
With somebody strapped to the top.
Oh, yeah, usually.
So that's great that you're going to Nashville, but we're much more excited about the stuff that you're doing right here in the state of Wisconsin. And you got a big show coming up in Green Bay just this coming Saturday. So it's the Ashwaubenon. Somebody
Ashwaubenon.
Help me out.
Ashwaubenon.
Thank you. So I'm guessing this is not a dive bar.
It is not a dive bar. No, we're performing at their performing arts center. But we would never turn down a karaoke night at a dive bar. Those are our bread and butter.
Oh, I love it, man. A little blue collar. And then let's see, March 8th, you're at Adam's Friendship at the Fine Arts Center up there, which is another great dive bar, right?
Oh, yeah. Another great one.
Wow, that's really incredible. You guys have a great tour coming up and a whole lot more shows as well we'll be talking about later. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with the UW Mad Hatters presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Goodnight, Sweetheart. But this ain't your last song. Tell us about this one.
Well, we always say this is our last song. Little inside secret. This is always our last song, quote unquote, and then we whip out a little
encore action.
A little encore action. Nice. So if you ever see us live, expect that. Don't tell anyone. But this one is real special to us. It is our chance to highlight some of our younger guys in the group that maybe haven't gotten as many solos yet. Fortunately, our only freshman, he'll be featured first on this song. He already has a solo, so he is in the starlight, but this is our chance to really honor them.
All right. The UW Mad Hatters, they're live in the studio. We'd love to have more questions from you in Radioland, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text from the Civic Media app. Live in the lair, it's the UW Mad Hatters.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Ooh, I'd hate to leave you, but I really must say
good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Ooh, I hate to leave you, but I really must say
good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Not quite.
Baby, I just can't treat you right.
Treat you right.
Well, I hate to leave you, baby, and I don't mean maybe.
Because
so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say,
good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Ooh, I hate to leave you, but I really must say,
good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And Jimmy, you got your bass solo.
I did. I was very happy there. UW Mad Hatters live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. 844-967-2789. We got plenty of time for a couple of calls here, Rocker. What do you got?
Jimmy, the Mad Hatters are back home on April 27th at the Masonic Center in Madison for the Mad Hatters Spring Concert. Do we need a secret code to get tickets?
Fortunately, there are no secret codes. And I realize I may have messed up our URL earlier, so I will just correct that here.
Okay.
It is uwmadhatters.org. And madhattersuw.org.
We're
I got my guys in the back correcting me.
madhattersuw.org.
And there are no secret codes. All you got to do, put in that URL, you will find the tickets, no problem.
Now, have you guys ever played at the Masonic Center before?
We have not. Real excited to see it. I went there as a kid for tutoring and such, so it'll be the first time I've been in that building since I was probably 7 years old, but yeah, we're really excited. It's a cool venue.
It's kind of a crazy place to see a concert. Sometimes they do concerts in the round there, so I don't know if you guys are planning on playing in the round where the audience surrounds you.
That would be pretty cool. I guess we'll find out on the day if you want to see if we're doing it on a round, you know. Come out on the 27th.
I've never been inside the Masonic Temple.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very kind of old, classic, you know, theater, and it's built kind of where they have seats all around the stage, and then there's a formal stage at the end, too, so they can kind of really be flexible, but yeah, they hold concerts. Steely Dan has played there.
Yeah, I know Joey B. Banks has mentioned that he's played there. Mm-hmm. April 27th, that might be the first time I get to see inside the Masonic Temple.
Oh yeah,
can't think of a better reason.
Here's kind of an off the cuff question. What do you do with a cappella beyond UW Mad Hatters, like going forward in your musical careers?
Well, for a lot of us, we aren't like music majors of any sort. I think we have one music education major, but a lot of us aren't, you know, pursuing music for a career, and that's why Mad Hatters is so big for all of us. I think one of us is doing theater back there. Christian was waving at me.
You doing theater, Christian?
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of us, you know, will look to, you know, join choirs of any sort after college. I think that's a very common way that a lot of us will do it. Community choirs. I myself, you know, make music on the side. So, you know.
You compose music too, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, I don't want to shout myself up too much, but I do that on the side.
All right.
Well, you know, what seems incredible is did we ask this question? Is there like an official charter? Is there like an official sort of organization that like keeps it going, or is it always what is current is sort of just holding the torch? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, is there a formal place where like articles of organization exist?
we do have our group constitution that kind of does that job for us, but really the group changes with new members, you know, whoever comes in, whatever direction they want to take that group, that's kind of where it goes those 4 years. But that's a really cool thing. It always evolves with the time, evolves with the campus.
So it's like up to you guys all right here to really kind of keep it going, and those who come in next year will have the same duty.
Yep, that is right.
Wow, it's a pretty great organization. I really give you guys a hands up. You know, I think we got a little more time, don't we?
We have 10 minutes here.
So do you think you guys, before you do your grand finale, is there maybe another song that we could throw you guys on the spot to do? I can beatbox the Jeopardy tune.
He's really good at it.
They're thinking about it right now.
Oh, I see the wheels turning.
All right, so it took us a second to brainstorm, but we got it. We're going to pull one out that we did at Mineral Point just a couple weekends ago. This is Amazing by Rex Orange County.
All right.
Wow.
UW Mad Hatters, we've gotten 3 bonus songs out of these guys tonight. Super thankful for that. Appreciate that. UW Mad Hatters live on Max Inc. Radio.
Don't change a thing, you are amazing. I can't believe you come and save me. We can stay here, spend every day here. I don't mind, no. Time it, and where you may find it, it's unknown. Until then, you're a loner. So you see her, she's over in the corner, and I can't ignore her. There must be reason to see it, believe it now. Search the definition of a prey, and I'm sure you'd see my face. Who's gonna save me now? I hope it's you, my babe. Don't change a thing, you are amazing. I can't believe you come and save me. We can stay here, spend every day here. I don't mind. Change a thing, you are amazing. I can't believe you come and save me. We can stay here, spend every day here. I don't mind. See her, and she's over in the corner, and I can't ignore her. There must be now, search the definition of a shame, and I'm sure you'd see my face. Who's gonna save me now? I hope it's you, my babe. Don't change a thing, you are amazing. I can't believe you come and save me. We can stay here, spend every day here. I wouldn't mind. Don't change a thing, you are amazing. I can't believe you come and save me. We can stay here, spend every day here. I don't mind, no.
Very nice. Wow. UW Mad Hatters live on Max Inc. Radio. 844-967-2789, call or text. We got a couple of texters here, Rocker. We got Tom from New Berlin. He's listening. He's rocking out with the UW Mad Hatters. He goes, he loves it. He loves it. That's his awesome. Final answer there. Who here in the band sang Queen in the Bathtub when they were 5?
Everyone, I think.
Most likely. But,
yeah. All hands go up.
At some
up.
Point, I think everyone did.
Everybody did. Okay. Well, and then let's see here. That was from the 8-4 or from the.
There was another question that said, question from a longtime fan, Jimmer. Is it true that the Mad Hatters have performed at the White House twice?
It is true. It was 2 consecutive years, I believe, in 2011 and 2012 we were there. And yeah, two Christmas parties in a row. Pretty fun.
Dang.
And then Carol's listening in the 414 here. Carol wants to know, how do you balance doing this and your studies at the same time without going crazy?
Well, yeah, it's pretty tricky at times, and it all depends on, you know, the individual member. But I think we all have to
kind of do a close little balancing act between devoting time to this group. It takes a lot of time, especially on weekends, getting from one place to another. And we're all full-time students, fully running the group. But I think we all make it work, you know. We're all here tonight. We all have a ton of fun every time we're together, and that kind of makes it all worth it.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with the UW Mad Hatters, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The last song you have for us tonight is another classic, Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond. It's a crowd favorite. Tell us about the historical significance of this song to the Mad Hatters.
Oh, yeah. This is a classic Mad Hatter song. Every single performance, whether it's a home gig or an away gig, we always finish the concert off with this as our encore. So we kind of bait them with that goodnight song, and then we come back on stage and we sing Sweet Caroline, and it's a great time for the audience and us.
It's a classic. That's here right now. UW Mad Hatters are live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Bum, bum, where it began,
bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, I can't bum, begin bum, to know him,
bum, bum, bum,
but then I know it's growing strong.
Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum. Wasn't the spring,
bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, and spring became the summer.
Bum, bum,
who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Look at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, the hurting rubs off my shoulder. How can I hurt when I'm with you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Thank you so much for having us on. We had a wonderful time performing for you. Everyone listening, hope you have a wonderful rest of your night. We are the Mad Hatters.
Sweet Caroline. The good times never seem so good.
So good, so good.
I've been inclined to believe they never would. And
let's do it again.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season, and since the award started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded, but only 60 have been won by black actors. The first black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listening for more Black History stories here on Civic Media, I'm Earl Ingram.